2 days after his ouster, supporters of Egypt's ex-president clash with demonstrators who want him out, reflecting this nation's division and the quandary left for U.S. policymakers. A military officer announced the removal of President Mohamed Morsi after barely a year in power. Large crowds of Egyptians had pushed for Mr. Morsi's removal. President Obama has spoken in public only once since the overthrow, and he did not mention what many are calling a military coup in Cairo. Over 2 days, Mr. Obama discussed the situation with his national security advisors. The president issued a written statement Wednesday expressing deep concern about the military's move. He urged the military to quickly and responsibly return full authority to a democratically elected civilian government as soon as possible. Mr. Obama's statement was seen by some people as criticizing President Morsi's ouster. Administration officials, in meetings and phone calls, however, seemed to signal to Egypt and other U.S. allies that the White House accepts the military's act. And some Washington analysts have advised the administration to align itself with the Egyptian military. They call it the only safe harbor in the relationship, and the one actor the United States can still influence. Others, such as John Alterman, director of Middle East Studies at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, say the U.S. should engage with Egypt's whole political spectrum.
I think we should have a relationship with the military, but we should also have deeper relationships with the business community and deeper relationships with the academic community and deeper relationships in the provinces and so on, because Egyptian politics are going to be shifting for many years to come.
In his statement, President Obama avoided using the word coup when referring to the events in Cairo. At stake is more than $1.5 billion a year in U.S. aid to Egypt, most of it to the military. U.S. law requires cutting off aid to any country in which an elected government is deposed in a military coup. John Alterman says the law does not take into account a situation like the one in Egypt, and he believes U.S. lawmakers will work around it.
The response to the law, the common sense approach to U.S. interests, the U.S. relationship with Egypt, to the U.S. relationship with the Egyptian military is going to be people will find some way not to make a judgment on that so it doesn't disrupt the bilateral relationship.
Later, the Republican chairman and top Democrat on the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee issued a joint statement implying that it was time for Mr. Morsi to go. Ed Royce and Elliot Engel also encouraged the military to exercise extreme caution and support sound democratic institutions. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.